Now, we're all aware that we can no longer rely on fossil fuels as our main energy source. Coal, certainly not as plentiful as it was. And the problems with the Elgin platform in the North Sea, underlining the potential problems in relying on oil as companies have to continually push back the boundaries to find new fields.
Well, many people think renewable energy is the way to go. And in Herefordshire, they're hoping to tap into an as yet largely unmined source, the county's unmanaged woodlands.
BBC Hereford and Worcester's Trevor Owens has been along to find out a bit more for us.
Thank you very much and welcome to Found Hope, where we're actually going to talk about renewable energy and an interesting scheme, a scheme entitled Woolhope Woodheat. I'm joined by Gareth Williams, who's one of the voluntary directors of Woolhope Woodheat. We're going to talk all about renewable energy and just what they're hoping to achieve with this scheme. Gareth, good to meet you. Can you outline, first of all, what is Woolhope Woodheat?
Woolhope Woodheat is basically it's something that evolved out of our local carbon group, and it was a way of thinking how we might be able to make use of unmanaged woodland around this area, which is quite a bit, and that evolved from one stage to another to basically get into a stage now where we have Woolhope Woodheat, which is a cooperative, the objective of which is to purchase boilers using cooperative members' finance and to put those boilers into people's premises to therefore sell them heat and benefit from the renewable heat incentive which has been introduced by the government, and for the customers, it can be anybody who's got a large use of heat, for them to benefit by having reduced energy bills and by having renewable energy.
So if we go back to square one, if you like, you look around here, there's acres and acres of woodland, hundreds of acres of woodland, obviously. It surprises me that a lot of it is unmanaged to start with.
Yes, indeed, there's a lot of unmanaged woodland, and particularly in the Woolhope Dome area, there's a lot of woodland there which isn't being put to use. It's not clearing trees and doing away with woodland, it's actually enhancing the management of that woodland so it's more productive in the future for wildlife and for the plants themselves.
You mentioned wood chip. Presumably there's a process then where it goes from being trees to wood chip before it goes into the burners.
Yeah, the process is that you take the trees out of the woodland, you leave them to dry for some months until they're to a certain moisture content, and then they're chipped. And you turn it into chip, so you've got an easier-to-use product which can be managed in bulk, and also the chip itself is an efficient way of burning the timber to maximise its energy use. We're looking really for large commercial users of heat, so it could be a leisure centre or a large housing estate or a school-type facility.
Presumably one of your big challenges is to get the landowners on side, really, because they own most of the woodland.
Yeah, that's something we've had quite a lot of interest from woodland owners who are quite keen to see their woodland managed in a more sustainable way. So actually, when we get to that point in the process, I don't think that will be too much of an issue. What we're doing is we're phasing it, so we're getting some boilers in place to start with, and then we're looking to make the supply route after that.
It does seem an eminently sensible way to go, really, because we all know that there isn't a lot of coal left now, is there? I mean, fossil fuels are on their way out, really, and we keep hearing that the oil isn't going to last forever.
No, well, there's still a lot of fossil fuel sceptics, as it were, but basically there is coal, there is oil, but actually the problem is it's getting increasingly hard to get it. It's more and more expensive to get, it's more and more dangerous, as we found in the Gulf of Mexico last year. We're talking about drilling in the North Pole now, we're extracting oil out of shale gas. It's very difficult and expensive processes, and that means that oil prices effectively are doomed to keep going up all the time, as the government predict. But in addition, of course, there's the carbon dioxide issue, which is again recognised internationally as being a huge and expensive issue if we don't resolve it sooner rather than later.
So then it does seem the logical way ahead. Come back in a short while. We're going to talk more about a share issue that's going to be launched to try and attract more investors into the company and also how you can get involved. We're here at Found Hope, where we're talking all about Woolhope Woodheat.
We shall do just that. Trevor Owens in the Herefordshire countryside. Back with Trevor between 8:30 and 9:30 and see how that story works.